The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The new Democrat strategy is out, and they are reuniting around one common cause after losing big time in 2024. Their new slogan is this: you should suffer, and we're going to keep flying our private jets. This clip is going viral this week because Bernie Sanders was on Fox News and sat down with Bret Baier and basically admitted he has no principles and that he's better than you. That's literally what he says. As always, guys, please like the video and subscribe to this channel so that I can finally afford a hair transplant. Without further ado, here we go.
You know, Alyssa Slotkin, senator from Michigan, she said you shouldn't be using oligarch. It's over people's head. You've gotten criticized from other people. Free Beacon says Bernie Sanders spent $221,000 on private jets fighting the oligarchy tour paid for by friends of Bernie Sanders. That you've spent millions of dollars in campaign funds on private jet travel over the years. How do you push back on both of those things?
When's the last time you saw Donald Trump during a campaign mode at National Airport?
No. It doesn't. But he's also not fighting the oligarchy.
No. You run a campaign and you do 3 or 4 or 5 rallies in a week. The only way you can get around to talk to 30,000 people. Think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United waiting, you know, what, 30,000 people are waiting? That's the only way you can get around. No apologies for that. That's what campaign travel is about. We've done it in the past. We're going to do it in the future.
And you
think that I would sit in a United Airlines line? That is for peasants. Peasants, guys. And that's also for his constituents who believe that he's an environmentalist. They get a go on the commercial flights. In fact, probably shouldn't fly at all, as the Green New Deal says. But Bernie Sanders and AOC, as they go around speaking to 30,000 people and collecting checks from those attendances, they can fly private. Totally fine. It's good. He is not an environmentalist. Bernie Sanders does not care about his constituents. He only cares about himself. And the big irony of this interview is that this is at the conclusion of his fight oligarchy tour. An oligarchy, at its core, what it is it's a small group of people who control basically the country that they're in. They're above everyone else in terms of power and in terms of wealth. And I cannot think of a better way to describe Bernie Sanders. And therein lies the problem for Democrats right now. Because right now, what they've started to build up for 2028 is this kind of new coalition and new idea. And it's a powerful one, by the way. It's something I am actually worried about. But this is the problem that they have. Their whole shtick is that boomers are evil, that anyone richer than you is evil, and that we should tax them into oblivion. It's a new kind of class warfare populism that the left is trying to sell right now. And historically, and by the way, it requires dead CEOs around the country, and it, you know, requires ruining the economy. If that's what it takes, that's okay. That's literally what they believe. And it's actually an idea that, historically speaking, does very well politically. It's not good for the country. It's never good for the country. It plummets it into chaos. Again, the economy suffers, but it's really good if you want to win elections. That's why I'm very cognizant of it. That's why I think AOC is going to win the Democrat primary. I really do. Bernie Sanders isn't running. A lot of people are talking about Bernie Sanders running. He's not. He's trying to take the credit for essentially propping AOC up. That's the only thing he can do at this point because he's too old to run. People are kind of sick of Joe Biden. I have a feeling at the end of this term, even though people love Donald Trump, I think they will see he's too old. I mean, he can't run again regardless, but we don't really need politicians of that age in the first place. And I think Bernie Sanders understands that. So the best thing that he could do is throw his power and take the credit behind someone else. And I think that's got to be AOC. It's an obvious thing from what he's doing going around the country with her. The problem is this movement from Democrats is being run by the very people that profess to hate them. Like, Bernie Sanders is the oligarchy. That's what I'm saying. He is the rich guy. He is, when Bernie Sanders released his tax return when he was running for president back in 2016, it showed that he made more than $1 million that year. That is wealthy. That is rich. Is he a billionaire? No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you're making $1 million a year, you're rich. And by the way, I have no problem with it, but they do. That's their whole shtick. So that populist eat the rich movement on the left is a complete fraud because it is run by the rich. It's led by politicians who have made all their wealth through insider trading. It's led by celebrities who make more money than any of us and do horrible, horrible things. Now, this is the part where we have to talk about some tough realities, because we talked about the left, and Bernie Sanders does this. The problem is this poisonous, and I'm seeing a lot of it right now, this poisonous and self-defeating ideology. This really is self-defeating, by the way. Anyone who believes this has a miserable, miserable life. You've never met a virtuous, happy, wealthy person. And granted, there's not many of those in general, but you've never met one of those who believes that everyone who's richer than them is just evil. People who take accountability over their lives tend to do pretty well. That's what I'm saying. But this poisonous and self-defeating ideology has also made its way into the right. That's the hard reality that we have to talk about as well. You have Republicans, and I'm not talking about Republican leadership, by the way. Republican leadership will always have its flaws, and I'll always call it out. But when you've got Republican, like, normies, just people out there saying this stuff, it's a big problem. You have Republicans telling you that it's a good thing if you can't afford things because of the tariffs. Like, that's a good, that's a virtue. You saw that people were talking about how, oh, you might not be able to afford as many dolls for your kids. That's not a good thing. Scarcity is not a good thing. Or I've seen it a lot on the right where they're saying boomers are evil because they're hoarding their wealth, as if boomers have some responsibility to give you their wealth. Did they have it easier? Maybe. But does that suddenly make them evil? No, that's total lib ideology. It's Marxist. It's total crap. And it will sink the Republican Party like it's going to sink the Democrat Party. And unfortunately for Republicans, it's actually not. The Republican Party is much more populist in reality. And the reason why I say that is those ideas that I just described, like I said, are not coming from the Republican Party leadership. They're coming from the Republican random people. What Democrat, and that's a problem in and of itself because it's a defeating ideology. However, Democrats have it even worse, because not only is it coming from just kind of general Democrats, but it's also coming from the Democrat elite, and that's completely hypocritical, and people will see through it. It's only a matter of time. You can only play that game for so long before people see Bernie Sanders for the fraud he is. Again, if anyone comes to you, whether it's on the left or the right, and they say that it's a good thing if you have less, or a good thing if you try to steal from someone more than you, or it's a good thing that CEOs are being murdered, or it's a good thing that someone with more money than you is going to have their money stolen from them by the government in form of taxation. If people are saying that to you, they're not conservative and they're total Marxist. Ultimately, guys, if Bernie Sanders really had any principles, he would fly commercial. I think that's pretty clear. Like, to say if the environment, it's a big deal. People really believe that the environment needs to be saved. You fly commercial. You don't fly private. I'm not one of those people that believes you can't fly private. I think if you have the money, you should be able to do it. But Bernie Sanders clearly thinks, or really doesn't think, but says that flying private is going to destroy the environment. He could just fly commercial, and he could then donate 90% of his money to the government like he preaches. He doesn't do that because he doesn't want to part with his luxuries and his money. He just wants you to. Hey guys, I'm excited to announce that I'm rolling out my new Substack. If you didn't know, Substack is essentially a newsletter that arrives in your email where I can share daily news, my opinions on it, and commentary. And it's completely free to you guys, and you can cancel anytime. In addition to the news and commentary stuff, I'll also be posting some inner workings of the show so you can see kind of the behind the scenes stuff, as well as in there's direct chatting with me so we can bounce political ideas off each other. It's one of my favorite things of this job, and Substack just makes it a little bit easier. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. One of my favorite moments this week, a guy named Shermichael Singleton, that's a very colorful name, was on CNN and destroyed a Democrat strategist in a very different kind of way than what we usually see. Here it is.
cohesion. And that's exactly the same kind of argument that they made against integrating the military when Harry Truman did it. I'm sorry. It's the same argument. Okay. It's the same argument.
I mean, is she wrong about that, though?
Okay. She is right about that. White people did not want to serve black people because of unit cohesion. So now you're saying gay people should serve straight people.
We only have a couple seconds. Chair Michael, I see that you're frustrated that she made that argument. But is she wrong that unit cohesion was used as an excuse to keep the military segregated for a long time?
I think we should
and
focus
also
on,
don't ask, don't tell
should,
when it comes
we,
to
we should focus on
a discriminating
issue.
Against gay same and lesbian people.
We should focus on the issue at hand. That's what I think.
Same argument.
But
No,
we should focus on the issue at hand. I don't know why we keep going to bringing up race. Let's just focus on the issue at hand.
Look, it's race, sexual orientation. We've seen this twice, right? In two major junctures for the military. I'm just wondering, if she is drawing parallels here between the arguments that are being made to maintain this policy,
I reject those parallels. That's my answer. I reject the parallels. I think they're ludicrous parallels.
So in that clip, they're talking about keeping trans people out of the military, and you can see that he's visibly offended. And honestly, I think he should be, because this is what Democrats do. They have it in their kind of intersectionality brains that things like segregation in the 40s and trans people not fighting in the military are even remotely the same. They actually believe that. You can see that Abby Phillips, who's the host there, the disconnect is there. She just doesn't understand why he would be offended by that. And what this guy does is he just calmly rejects the parallel that they're drawing, because it is ludicrous. It's completely ludicrous. And this is just one example of it. What do black and trans people have in common? Nothing. Nothing. Why would you care? If you're a black trans person, then sure. But why would a trans problem, whatever that means, and a black problem have anything to do with each other? But Democrats act like they're the same. The Democrat elites have tried so hard to make a coalition of minorities that ended up kind of putting people together that had none of the same values. You see it with Hispanics right now and Native Americans. They kind of just decided, hey, we're going to be the minority party. And then you see in the past elections that Hispanics and Native Americans are like, we're conservative. We're not voting for you anymore. There was a moment, there was a fog, and there's some particularly charismatic candidates like Barack Obama who were able to pull in the minorities. But when you really look at the ideologies of these groups, they've got nothing in common. Hispanics have nothing in common with trans youth, like transing the kids. Nothing. Absolutely. They're like the most Catholic people in the world. They've got nothing in common. Neither do Native Americans. And frankly, neither do a lot of black folk. So again, why would black folk magically support transing kids? In Democrats' mind, they think because they're black, they must support other random minorities. And not only is that a bit racist, frankly, it's offensive, and it shows in this video. Democrats assume, again, that they would already feel that way because they're both minorities. And this line of thinking is really eroding trust over time. That's why a record number of blacks are turning to Trump. I talked about it earlier in this week. Talked about in an episode how I think it was like a 20-point swing we saw from Barack Obama to Trump in 2024. Barack Obama won 90% of the black vote. I think this time Kamala Harris only won like 74% of the black vote, which is still a lot, but it's a huge swing in not that much time. Kamala Harris is black, by the way, so this whole, oh, they'll vote for black people. Not really. Not really true. When you just treat them as like they're part of the minorities, you actually lose a ton of political power because you stop treating them as individuals. What Trump has done is he's actually treated them as individuals, and a lot of them have flocked to them. They're sick of being treated like black history, for example, has anything to do with gay history. You see Democrats talk about this a lot. They've got nothing to do with each other. It's offensive, honestly. Like, I understand where this guy's coming from. I actually didn't do a ton of research on Shermichael Singleton. He could be liberal, for all I know. I don't know if he's conservative. I think he's a little conservative in some of his beliefs. I've seen him talk about a couple other things. I don't know if he's a Republican, I should say. And so I think there's a good chance that there's a lot of moderate black Americans out there who see stuff like this and they think, don't put us in the same room as them. They're not remotely connected, and the Democrat mind, again, cannot comprehend that no matter how hard they try. It is why they are losing the racial minorities right now. If you guys are looking for a good read, I wanted to introduce you to my book, A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf just back there. I talk about how the left is literally devolving into a cult every single day. I talk about some crazy stories. You will enjoy it, no doubt. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video. Everybody, please like this video and subscribe to my channel. It helps other Patriots like yourself see it. And you can also check out another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.